it feels better to me. Because if it feels better to you, it's never a mistake. If it feels better to you, it's not the wrong way. If it feels better to you, it is Source calling you toward. If it feels better to you, it is the call of Source. If it feels better to you, if it feels better to you, if it feels better to you, it is Source calling you toward the completion of that which you are. So usually about here, someone says, well, what about that mass murderer who said he liked doing that? He was smiling. And we say, again, you cannot know where he was. And if you get to know those mass murderers, and we don't really recommend it, if you get to know them, you will hear the powerlessness they felt. As you go back into their childhood, you will see the evidence of those that pushed against them, and you will see the life being sucked out of them to the point that that revenge was the next logical step. It is our desire that as you are listening to the call of Source, that you move quickly through the revenge stage, quickly through the anger stage. But the most important thing that we want you to feel as a result of what we've chewed on together today is that you are wherever you are, and wherever you are is all right, because the stream always flows. You've got your boat in the water, and when you stop the struggle, the stream will carry you. And if you stop the struggle often enough, the stream will carry you to all that you are. In other words, there's no way you can miss in this. We just think it would be ever so nice if you didn't have to wait until you croak to catch up with who you are. So what do you want to talk about? Is there anything that you want to talk about that we could help you to move in a downstream direction about? Some things. Begin right here on the aisle. Yes?
Hello. I just want to say thank you very much for coming to Toronto. I've seen you in Buffalo and Detroit, and I'm just so glad that you're in my city. And I've been following your work for the last 4 years, and you've helped me incredibly. I have a 20-year-old son, and he's decided that he wants to go into the Army. And he's going to go in this summer. And I know it's the right path for him, but I'm having a hard time with it because I'm against war, I'm against armies. And yet it's a passion for him. And I guess I'm just looking for some solace to be okay with it, because I love him so much, and I guess I'm scared. And yet, with all the work that I've done with you, I know that it's his life and it's his experience. But he's leaving me, sort of. And it hurts. And I know he's got to grow up. I guess my heart and my head aren't in the same place.
Well, you help us to begin in a very dramatic and powerful place, because there may be nothing that ever happens in your experience that is more important to you than something that happens with one of your children, because your desire relative to them has been in the process of evolving for a very long time. And anytime you are looking at an imaginary situation as you're conjuring it, and you are playing the wouldn't it be awful if game, you use this very important thing to sort of tear yourself apart. In other words, you heard what we were talking about, this stream, and so as you are living your life with your children and you are watching the way they live and you are launching these constant rockets of desires relative to your desire for their well-being, you can imagine how very fast that stream is flowing. And then, as you find a thought that is in utter opposition to that, and you focus on it for a moment, it is no wonder that it tears you apart. You also amplify maybe the most important premise that we want to project back to all of you about your position as deliberate creators here in this time-space reality, and that is almost everyone, when they see conditions that please them, they just feel good. In other words, he lives around the corner, he has a family, lots of little children, they have a white picket fence, he has a perfect job, they have a dog that is very tidy. In other words, as you look at a condition that has components that please you, you just look and you feel pleased and you say,